apartments are quiet. A fun gated community with an on-site staff and amenities galore.
I think we know who we voted for. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Great honor, and great to be back home again.
Vice President Pence and the Second Lady just cast their ballots in Indiana, joining the nearly 50 million other Americans who've already voted early. Last night's last debate didn't matter to them.
We have to make a country totally successful as it was prior to the plague coming in from China.
We're about to go into a dark winter, and he has no clear plan.
President Trump and Joe Biden argued more civilly with fewer interruptions over the coronavirus crisis and health care and immigration and race relations.
I am the least racist person in this room.
And when the president said he's done more for the black community than any president since Lincoln, Biden called him the most racist president since Lincoln, giving signals to white nationalists.
This guy is a dog whistle about as big as a foghorn.
The president also took issue with Joe Biden's son Hunter's work overseas. Fox's John Decker live in Washington.
President Trump wasting no time at the final presidential debate, accusing Joe Biden of involvement in side deals with foreign sources, calling him a corrupt politician.
He is the vice president of the United States, and his son, his brother, and his other brother are getting rich.
The former vice president several times emphatically denied the president's unsupported allegation.
I've not taken a single penny from any country whatsoever, ever.
Biden, for his part, accused the president of possible conflicts of interest in having a secret Chinese bank account, an allegation the president also denied. Dave?
John, President Trump will head back to Florida for rallies today. Joe Biden will speak in Delaware. There is a warning to Americans living in Turkey. Coming from the U.S. Embassy there this morning, it's a statement that says there are credible reports of potential terror attacks and kidnappings against U.S. citizens in Istanbul. America's listening to Fox News.
What do you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor? You get someone who understands there's an art to listening. Who's able to hear more than what's being said and can provide tailored small business solutions that make you feel truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
President Trump is back, and Newsmax TV is fully covering his rallies live and without interruption. Newsmax TV is rising fast. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly and Sean Spicer. Plus on weekends, Mike Huckabee, Michelle Malkin, and Diamond and Silk. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your guide. Get Newsmax free on Roku, Zumo, YouTube, Pluto, Apple TV, Chromecast, Amazon Fire, and Samsung and LG. Or download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone and start watching now.
Democrats can't stop it. The process starting today in the Senate that'll end with Amy Coney Barrett as the next Supreme Court Justice.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell will officially tee up Judge Amy Coney Barrett's confirmation vote in the Senate after the Judiciary Committee gave her a favorable vote.
Clear majorities of Americans want Judge Barrett confirmed.
The Judiciary Committee vote was unanimous, 12-0, after the panel's 10 Democrats boycotted the meeting. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says his party won't add legitimacy to the process.
The Republican majority is rushing to confirm a justice for a Republican president one week before Election Day.
Debate on Barrett is expected through the weekend ahead of a procedural vote Sunday and a final confirmation vote Monday. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Coronavirus cases keep rising in the U.S. 7 states reported new record infections yesterday. Reuters reports deaths Wednesday were the highest in 2 months. The FDA's approved a treatment President Trump took, remdesivir, which cuts the time patients are hospitalized.
The drug marketed by Gilead Sciences under the name Veklury is approved for people 12 and older. The FDA says it should only be administered in a hospital or a healthcare setting with a level of care comparable to that of a hospital.
Fox's Steve Rappaport. A plot to attack black people in a church thwarted in Georgia.
A white 17-year-old girl will spend the next 4 years in a Georgia juvenile detention center after pleading guilty to attempted murder against black church members. Prosecutors say the girl was 16 when she was arrested for planning to stab parishioners at a Gainesville, Georgia church because they were black. Investigators say she had written down her plans and had obtained a variety of knives and scouted out the Bethel African Methodist Episcopal Church. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are up nearly 100 points for the Dow before the opening bell this hour. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Yeah, 47,138,208. 47 million have voted so far. And in perspective, 37 million had voted in 16. I didn't think it was that high.
Oh, wow.
Sometimes it's good to get perspective. I thought it was way higher now than it was. So it's 10, but it's still 20, 30% more.
Sure.
Let's check your weather.
High 68, considerable cloudiness, occasional rain showers, wind gusts as high as 27 miles per hour. 35 are low into the evening tonight as things really change up late afternoon. Partly cloudy with a high 51 both Saturday and Sunday, down to around 40 in the evening. There's a 60% shot at showers as we get into Monday with a high 46. Cooler all next week. Enjoy the mild morning. Temperatures currently at 66 on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, president's going to be out like you've never seen. He's out, I think, twice today in Florida. But you wait till this. If you count between now and November 3, I bet he'll have, how many days is that? 11? I bet he'll have over 30 events. That's 90 minutes of talking 30 times. And I bet Joe Biden's over-under is like 10. I just think they think they've got it. And why would you expose the former vice president to any unnecessary errors? At this point, it really doesn't matter, does it? He could go out and say, I want to cut everything you're getting in Social Security and Medicare, I'm going to cut it all. And then I'm going to essentially change the country into a socialist nation. And you wouldn't hear it. they're going to guard him. That's what they're guarding. They're guarding Joe Biden. So it doesn't matter what he says. Well, I mean, Fox will cover it. There's a problem with Fox because they cover it and it can get out. But if Facebook and Twitter can block everything, they've got insulation for any gaffes he might have. So it really doesn't matter. The vote is already in.
Well, I was so glad they did the mute concept in the first 2 minutes of the question yesterday so you could hear him actually form a thought, not be interrupted. And
well, after that, though, there was plenty of time, right? And they didn't interrupt.
Right.
The most interruptions came from the moderator. But did anybody else have the thought that the moderator shouldn't be the item? The moderator should simply pose questions, but it's not about their agenda. We didn't talk anything about foreign policy. Nothing about the Abraham Accord, which is this unbelievable historic agreement between Israel and the UAE and Kuwait and perhaps others in the Middle East. Kind of taking a different out-of-the-box approach to peace in the Middle East. Zero coverage in 90 minutes, two debates. And why we would talk about climate change, both debates? I don't know. I don't know why the moderator has to make sure they get their questions in. Well, why don't you let them go back and forth a little more when they go back and forth? I thought that was the best part. Let them talk. It's not about the moderator. I don't like the commission anyway. We'll see what happens next time. But anyway, ESPN 93.5. We touched on it before the top of the hour. Licensed professional counselor Christy Knights in Pennsylvania. Christy, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on the show today. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. I call this two-hour program 2 hours of therapy because we kind of need that right now. And so,
absolutely.
Well, we do, and your whole Zoom practice, I guess, has gone crazy, right?
Oh, my goodness. There is just not enough of us.
Yeah. Well, maybe I could start a counseling business. And maybe you could have an earpiece to tell me what to say, Christy, when I talk to people.
All right.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, drug overdoses in the U.S. appear to be worsening and certainly exacerbated by corona. We kind of had attention on this in 16, and I thought there was a lot of good attention early. The bottom line is, Christy Knights, people are still ODing on opiates. What can we do about it?
Yeah, we have seen such a rise, and with the pandemic, you know, even worse. You know, the numbers continue to climb. And what can we do about it is that answer. And it's just not a simple answer. But what we have seen is we just need more collaboration. Everybody is scattered and doing something different. We need to get on the same page. Provide viable, sustainable resources to really come together as a community and help one another.
If somebody is taking painkillers, do they know that in 7 days you can be a full-blown addict?
that education isn't always provided. No.
I mean, 7 days. People that have these painful surgeries or whatever happens to them in an accident or something. I mean, it's frightening to know that statistic. So when you get on them and you're addicted, and then to get off of them is a lot easier said than done, isn't it?
Absolutely. But really what we're seeing is it's more about the synthetic fentanyl than it is the opioids over the counter being prescribed. Yes, that is certainly a problem. But the increase we're seeing is more due to the fentanyl, which has replaced the heroin, and more than anything.
Where's the fentanyl coming from?
We're actually seeing in the research that it's coming from Mexico.
Can we stop it?
We're certainly making efforts to do that, but it finds its way in the Western United States. And we are doing what we can, but that increase continues to happen. And that definitely with the pandemic, we've seen it more, which has been scary because they loosened up, the prescription drugs through the pandemic. And we've got to get our handle on that. And this is unheard of, but, the federal government loosened up the prescribing of that due to the pandemic. And then we saw that climb again.
Yeah.
Really kind of disguised through different drugs, and people didn't realize that they were in there, the synthetics were in there.
Christy, it's such a hard place for the family when they see some member of their family start to spiral down and give in to the temptation and addiction to drugs. Give some recommendations in case someone's facing that situation right now.
Absolutely. There are lots of resources within your own community, whether it's through Al-Anon or NA. The community has different organizations within the agencies if they just reach out. And now telemedicine is absolutely huge. If you don't have those resources, such as a computer or a phone, then there are agencies that can provide those for you. There have been funds set aside for that within your community. So being able to just get in touch with those people, they can connect you with the support that you need to provide you with that education.
But isn't it difficult to reach anybody if they don't admit that they need help?
Absolutely. That admission is first, and many family members really struggle whenever the addict or the person struggling with addiction is deep in that denial. But the family member also needs that support, and that's a great start for them getting that support.
Aren't people afraid, though, to get help because it might be a red flag for job opportunities and things like that in their future?
Yes, they are. However, we do have employers willing to support and help former addicts. I know here in Pittsburgh, there are several that actually do employ people who do have a past history of that.
Okay. How do people find Christy Knights, KNIGHTS?
I definitely have a website at ChristyKnights.com. I have a nonprofit at iriseleadership.com, as well as social media at Christy Knights. You can find me all over the web.
Are we destigmatizing that everybody kind of needs somebody sometimes, and we need human touch, and I'm sure it's better practice when you can meet with people in person? Well, we got to kind of figure out how to live with this thing for a while, I guess.
Absolutely, we do. This isn't going away anytime soon. So being able to connect is really important.
Christy, appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Licensed professional counselor, Christy Knights.
ChristyKnights.com and iRise Leadership, if you'd like to Google.
Later in the hour, we're going to talk about the coronavirus and flu clashing. And we will, because flu is flu.
I know.
Been around 1,000 years or whatever.
And their symptoms can be very similar.
Yeah, sure, certainly. So sounds like we'll have to, if you have any symptoms of the flu, you obviously got to get tested, right? I mean, because you got to determine what it is.
I gave blood last week. I just can't decide whether I want to do that flu shot, because it seems like when I have a couple of times, I get symptomatic of the flu.
And
even though they're mild, I don't want to take a hit in any kind of way.
I have yet to talk to...
Certainly if you have the sniffles or cough or anything, people look at you like, ooh,
No, I know. It's your social outcast.
I went to the dentist yesterday and had my temperature taken and things like that before, you know, there's a litany of questions whenever you do anything these days.
Yeah, but the dentist is pretty covered up, right?
Right.
Mask and gloves,
yes,
and all the normal.
Yes.
Yeah. And they probably want to be covered up to you, but
right.
They, just because you didn't have a fever doesn't mean you're asymptomatic.
I know. What a tricky business.
Really tricky business. All right, ESPN 93.5. By the way, yet to talk to a doctor that hasn't recommended a flu shot. So
right.
There's that. Here we go. 8:15. Let's check your sports headlines.
Game 3 of the World Series will take place between the Dodgers and Tampa Bay Rays, and the series is tied up at a game apiece. We also have our Illini football game to watch. I am wearing my orange today. It's Illini Friday, and I know a bunch of people that I know are going to be gathering at Pia's near Springfield and Mattis because they're having kind of a tailgate scene with the tent and the beer garden in the back, and we're facing number 14 Wisconsin up in Madison. As far as other Big Ten games, you might be checking out tomorrow, Nebraska and number 5 Ohio State at 11, the number 8 Penn State and Indiana at 2:30, along with Iowa and Purdue. Number 18 Michigan is at number 21 Minnesota. As far as our NFL action in football, Philadelphia Eagles came out in the last couple of minutes, 22-21 winners over the New York Giants, with Carson Wentz connecting with Boston and Scott there and really pulling out the win, which was surprising to me. It seems like the Giants were leading practically the whole time. Green Bay at Houston on Sunday. Carolina at New Orleans for you, Stevie. The Colts are off, and Monday Night Football will spotlight the Bears and the Rams. The Holiday Bowl, which would have been its 44th edition, has been canceled. This is the fourth bowl to cancel, and it looks like NHL has decided to postpone their classic that happens on New Year's Day. This time it was supposed to take place up in Minneapolis against the Minnesota Wild and St. Louis Blues. So that's trending in sports also.
Right.
Looks like American League had a player of the year in Jose Abreu, an outstanding player for the Chicago White Sox. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Now, from cash-free convenience to protection from fraud and beyond, credit cards provide numerous advantages to consumers. However, before you use plastic for making purchases and managing your personal finances, it's important to be smart about using credit. Busey wants you to know what you're getting yourself into. Read the fine print on the credit application. Get your free credit report. Review your credit report at least once a year. Make timely payments. No matter your balance, always best to pay something and find the right credit card for you. There's several credit card choices, but only a handful may be able to meet the needs of your financial situation. Avoid the danger zone. If you find yourself making minimum payments on credit cards for more than 2 months in a row, you're showing the first signs of credit trouble. And shop secure. That means while shopping online, it's safe. Make sure it's safe. Ensure to use trusted sites. UC professionals want to help you preserve and protect your credit using their years of experience. Helpful tools, call 800-67-BUCY for a complimentary credit card consultation or visit one of their many convenient locations today. UC, for over 150 years, member FDIC.
Mary, we appreciate you chiming in from Camargo at 359-2255 saying, get your flu shot.
Yeah, well, bring it over to me, Mary. Come on.
Which probably could happen. There's so many drive-through options these days. It's
very
easy.
Somebody wants to come out and give me a flu shot. It can't be just a guy in his garage. But, I mean, if somebody, you know, come with, it happened once on the air, they came out and they had like a 6-foot needle. I said, very funny. And then they proceeded to stick me on the air.
Okay.
And I cried like a baby,
mm-hmm.
I think. All right. You can always chime in. 359-2255. Is Sam here? We have Sam there?
Yeah, he's coming up inside the next 5 minutes.
We need a lift from a great human being.
That's right.
Sam Banks.
Don Moyer, Boys and Girls Club.
I don't think I can talk him into staying another 10.
Right.
I think he's planning to retire next summer.
In June.
Yeah. And then at the bottom of the hour, we will talk with a doctor about flu and COVID, because we're kind of both now out there. Let's check your weather.
Up to 68. Occasional showers in the forecast that could happen late morning. The winds will kick up to 27 miles per hour. Then we have some clouds at a low 35 into the evening tonight. That brings on a cooler weekend with a high of 51, low 36 tomorrow, 51 to 41. The temperature range with the clouds on Sunday. Rainy on Monday, back to work with a high 46 and low 34. So enjoy the milder conditions we have this morning. We're currently at 65, ESPN 93.5.
All right, we're going to check your Fox Business Minute, see what the markets have in store for us on this Friday morning, October 23. November is a week from Sunday. Halloween, a week from tomorrow. Fox Business Minute now, 820 ESPN 93.5.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report. People are eating or ordering takeout from Outback Steakhouse and Carrabba's Italian Grill. Parent company Bloomin' Brands lost money in the summer quarter, though the company held up better than expected. Its Bonefish Grill chain saw weaker business. Its sales were down more than 22%. The company didn't furlough workers in the first stages of the pandemic and says that's paying off now that it's seeing sales improve. People still aren't traveling like they did a year ago, though American Express says business is slowly improving. Reebok could be sold. The New York Post says parent company Adidas is looking to sell the sneaker brand by March of next year. Reebok's business has been struggling. VF, the parent company of Vans, is said to be interested in Reebok. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosilva, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, it's the Fox News Rundown, a deeper dive into the major and controversial stories, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day. You'll hear a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else, going far beyond the headlines.
You know, I want people to know the truth. Nobody owns me. I'm going to do my job the same way, no matter who I work for.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. America's listening to Fox News.
As you drive to your vacation destination, you are assured of a trip filled with great memories of your adventures. That's because you came to Midas for a road trip pre-check. Dave and his crew in Urbana inspected and repaired your vehicle in advance for brakes that stop, a transmission that keeps you going, shock absorbers and struts for a smooth ride, an engine tuned for your best mileage and power, and the air conditioning to keep it cool. Nothing beats a secure feeling you get from Midas Tire and Auto in Urbana. Enjoy the scenery and family time knowing that Midas is with you all the way.
My name is Tina Hughes, and I am a Champaign County farmer. I farm not just for this generation, but for generations to come. I farm with sustainability and the future in mind. I farm to provide three safe, nutritious, and healthy meals for my family and for yours. I farm using technology and the best practices available to allow my kids and grandkids to be able to farm this ground long after I am gone. Farming is a tough business, and times are hard right now, but I will farm for my family and for yours. Champaign County farmers farm for you. A message from the Champaign County Farm Bureau.
This is Eric Bullen with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our job is to help clients plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. Our mission is to provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, or call 217-366-3456, or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
One in four batteries in America needs changed. Is that yours? There's only one way to tell. Go to Interstate All Battery Center on Mattis, and they will get you tested, no appointment needed. If your battery is over 4 years old, you're in danger. Don't be left on the side of the road on your way to work or that special event. Interstate Battery is your protector from bad power. There are three ways to get in contact with them. Go to Interstate All Battery Center on Mattis, head to their website at interstatebatteries.com, or give them a call at 217-355-4855.
That time of year, Dancing with the Stars, this will be year 9. It's changed. This is going to be a little virtual action going on. Still some dancers preparing. Still going to be house parties and amazing dancers. Sam Banks, Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club. Here we are again, but boy, you never thought a year 9 would be looking like it's looking.
Good morning, Stevie J. How are you? Thanks for giving us an opportunity to talk about what is our most important fundraiser for the Boys and Girls Club, Dancing with the Stars. 9 years, can you believe that? Wow.
No, I can't, actually. It's just been a blip and a blur.
And this music is taking me back to that first year. Doing the hustle.
Yeah, Sam Banks was doing Ozzie Smith backflips. It was unbelievable. That's what I remember.
You don't,
And the wig giving you a few more inches on top there. Well,
that's right. I could use those these days. I had a chance to do it virtual because I could do some retakes on the dance that I did.
All right. So tell people how this is going to look and what they can do, and the fact that we're not going to be together in person doesn't mean that the Boys and Girls Club still has needs, and we really need to fund this.
You know, that's right, Stevie. One of the things that I'm so proud about the Boys and Girls Club being able to do is to continue carrying out the mission and the work of the club, even during these difficult times with the COVID situation. And with the help of so many community partners, the United Way, the Community Foundation, and especially our donors, you know, we've been able to kind of keep our doors open in a safe and responsible way for kids. We opened our doors in the summer to give kids a place to come and kind of have some of that social time with peers, that connection with adults, to kind of really have a place of refuge to come to from being in a situation where, you know, they weren't able to get out and have the kind of experiences and life routines that for many of our kids they really need. And so we were able to, once we were allowed, open the doors open, obviously with a lot fewer kids and a much different format. But we had kids during the summer coming in. And then when school started this year, and our school districts have had to go with a much different situation with kids not being in the building. And in most cases, we've had our doors open. From 8 o'clock in the morning until 5 o'clock, helping those kids, again, deal with the online learning platforms, having someone there to help coach them through when problems come up with being online, and also just continuing to give them that encouragement that they need, that help and support to, hey, stay on target. So the club's been doing that, and we have kids who need us most. We have families who need us most, and it's just so important that we continue to be there for kids, particularly during the toughest of times. So Dancing with the Stars is a way to help us continue to do that, and it's our largest fundraiser. It's really going to be impacted because, you know, usually we have 400 to 500 people in the room. You and Diane have been there for each of those 9 years helping to make it a great event, and it's been a great success. And this year is going to be really challenging because we won't have that. And hopefully with the virtual format, you know, the neat thing I think is we've had 400 to 500 people in the room, but with virtual, maybe we can have 1,000 people go online and watch and be able to support.
What do you want from us? How can we help you make this big?
Well, I think if we can definitely get the word out to people to go online, November 6th is the event date. We've got some great dancers. Lexi Atkins is one of our dancers, actress and just a prominent person in the community. Britt Miller, who's a former University of Illinois player, also played in the NFL with the 49ers and the St. Louis Cardinals, some really great people. Jennifer Liagradonis is out there. All those folks, go online. It's the great thing that you can do. You can go online right now, as a matter of fact, at dmbgc.org, and just click on. You can kind of read about all of our 8 dancers who are out there. And please, if you have the opportunity to make a vote for them, $1 vote goes to the club. And of course, the night of the event on November 6th, Stevie, you'll be there. Yep. Diane will be there. Yep. I'll be there. But jump online. I think the show's going to start about 7 o'clock, and the link for the show is going to be on our website. So that will be on our website. You can grab it there. Go online there and watch a really neat show with Stevie heading the way, keeping things going. And be able to watch the show and also vote for folks on November 6th.
I just pulled up the website. Dion Clifton, Shelley DeMore, Lauren McClure, Luke Sherman, and Bob Rowe, known for his work catering the event, can finally dance this year, huh?
That's right. We've got we've gotten Bob out of the kitchen and on the dance floor.
So. Yeah, I bet he's thrilled. Exactly. I bet he's thrilled. But if you got Lexi Atkins, who by her own right is a phenomenal dancer, answer. So that ought to be really good to see. And she's a celebrity. So
that's right.
Paired
that's
with
right.
another good, that's going to be a really good one because they're both going to be fantastic dancers. So
yeah, they will. And of course, Art in Motion Dance Studios and Trisha, yeah. Trisha Tremble, man, they do.
And how much trouble would we be in without Trisha Tremble and Sue Aldridge? Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. And
of course, those guys.
Christy Ramshaw.
For sure.
She's been a driving force. I know that we're all trying to point toward year 10. You'll be technically retired, but you'll still come next year, right, when we gather?
Oh, you bet. Okay. I will always be involved with the club. And year 10, that'd be a great year to kind of celebrate what all that the Dancing with the Stars has done for the club over the years.
Listen,
really wouldn't have.
Sam, we really appreciate it. Again, the website,
dmbgc.org.
dmbgc.org. Sam Banks, you are the best, my friend.
Nice job.
Hey, thank you, Stevie J. Thanks, Diane.
Talk soon. Thank you, Sam Banks, ESPN 93.5. It is 8:30.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump holds two rallies in Florida today. Joe Biden gives a speech about his plans for fighting the coronavirus pandemic. During their second and final debate last night, the president accuses Biden of corruption.
He is the vice president of the United States, and his son, his brother, and his other brother are getting rich.
I have not taken a single penny from any country whatsoever, ever.
On the federal minimum wage,
people are making $6, $7, $8 an hour. These first responders, we all clap for as they come down the street because they've allowed us to make it. What's happening? They deserve a minimum wage of $15. Anything below that puts you below the poverty level.
It should be a state option. Look, every in different places. I know different places. They're all different. Some places, $15 is not so bad.
America's listening to Fox News.
Bummed out about no tailgating this football season?
Welcome to Moe's!
Tailgate at home this year with a meal kit from Moe's. Choose from a choice of their nachos kit, tacos kit, or fajitas kit. All kits come with your choice of meats along with beans, pico de gallo, Moe's famous queso, and of course, free chips and salsa on the side. Each kit serves 4 to 6. Visit Moe's.com or call the Champagne Moe's 352-6637. Available for pickup or delivery.
Westgate Apartments are ready for everything you need year-round. Westgate Apartments are quiet. A fun gated community with an on-site staff and amenities galore. The kids have a playground in season. They're splashing in the pool, picnic areas for grilling out, and beautiful acres of green space. Plus the 24-hour fitness center equipped with all you need to work out. Join the Westgate family at westgateapts.net. That's westgateapts.net.
Seahawks Lodge 2497 and the Urbana Police Lodge 70 have kicked off their annual Shop of the Cup, Warm Coats, and Accessories Monetary Drive. Monetary donations can be dropped off at the Elks Lodge during business hours Tuesday through Sunday, 3 to 8 p.m. or mailed to the Elks Lodge, 903 North Dunlap Avenue in Savoy. There'll be a special monetary donation collection day held on Friday, October 23rd from 9 a.m. until noon outside the Elks Lodge, located behind Old Orchard Lanes in Savoy. All CDC COVID safety guidelines will be followed. Elks Care, Elks Share.
Very happy to welcome our law enforcement officials of the month from the Urbana Police Department. It's Michelle Robinson.
Well, right now I'm at the Urbana Middle School, and my number one goal is to bridge that gap between police and the community. And where we start is with the next generation. I feel with everything that's going on in the nation today that that's probably the number one place that Officer Burnett and I need to be in is the schools, because that's where we're going to start. We've got to stop what's going on and kind of build that gap between us and the community. Because of the trust they have in me and because of the relationships I've built, we've been able to get some guns out of youth hands.
It's about relationships at that level,
yes,
where they should not fear you. They should respect, but you need to make eye contact. And I bet a lot of kids at the middle school level, Michelle Robinson, are probably surprised. You're pretty nice.
Yeah. I'm doing my dream job right now. This is why I came into policing.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retirement, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make your savings last? How much should you take out and when? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Mike Kessel. Let's work together to help ensure your finances can keep up with your unique needs over the long haul. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Call our office today at 217-352-0117 for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
What if you could buy groceries and help those in need at the same time? By shopping at Salt and Light Urbana, you partner with us in helping people right here in our community. Regularly buying some of your groceries will help others to feed their families while you feed yours. Salt and Light. Shop, donate, change lives.
Area-wide Technologies and owner Jeff Facer are pleased to announce a new strategic partnership with DNDC and owner John Calderon. Introducing DNDC Area-wide LLC. Jeff is still the owner of Area-wide and John is still the owner of DNDC of Illinois, but this additional alliance will combine their technical expertise to implement and integrate telephone systems and data networking systems for you and your business. If you have questions about the partnership or would like to see what they can do for your business, just call 217-359-8041. 359-8041.
Here's your weather for the weekend.
It looks pretty good today as we have a milder morning. We've already reached our high of 68. 35 our low tonight, though, as things will be changing up. The winds will become stronger and we are expecting some showers and thunderstorms. Partly cloudy tomorrow and on Sunday. High 51 expected, down to around 40 at night. We're currently at 67 on ESPN 93.5.
Well, we have coronavirus. We have flu. Study published in The Lancet late September suggested that as late as July, fewer than 10% of the U.S. population has been infected with severe acute respiratory syndrome coronavirus 2, which is... We're going to have a clash here with COVID and flu.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Jeanette Nashwat, how are you?
Good morning. I'm doing very well. How are you doing?
I'm fine. We see you on the TV. Fox News medical contributor, Dr. Jeanette Nashwat. What, it makes it so much harder when it has to be Zoom all the time. Yikes.
Yeah, I hear you. Zoom.
But we're surviving. Okay, so can I get the flu and COVID both at the same time?
That's a great question. Yes, it is possible. And the latest data tells us that if you do acquire both influenza and coronavirus simultaneously, that your risk of complications and death can double. But the good news is we have a flu vaccine and you can go out and get it now. If you're 6 months of age and older, you're a candidate for the flu shot. And that is one of the most important ways that you can help protect yourself against the flu and reduce the complications of any serious disease this winter.
Well, if I get the flu and corona, I'm dead. I mean, right? You can't combine corona with anything else. I mean, I had an actual friend that went to New York. He caught corona, but he had pneumonia before that, and then it combined, and he was on a respirator. There were 9 guys on a respirator. He's the only guy that survived out of 9.
Right.
So it's like, we really got to do this, but I'm going to tell on Diane. Diane's nervous because she said, when I get a flu shot, I feel symptoms.
Right. And the strain sometimes isn't accurate or whatever. Where are we at on that, Jeanette?
First of all, it's a miracle that your friend survived. What a blessing.
Yep.
Now, as far as the flu shot, when you get your flu shot, it's not just one strain of the flu virus that's in there. It has 4 strains that you're protected against, 2 strains of influenza A and 2 strains of influenza B. And even if you still catch the flu, your symptoms will be much more mild than if you didn't have the flu shot. It can still offer some degree of protection. The side effects that you felt when you got the flu shot, that is not the flu. And that's normal to have some side effects. Most people have just a little bit of soreness at the site of injection. But some people maybe for a day or two might feel a little run down, a little achy. But the benefits of the flu shot outweigh any potential complications or serious side effects, which are actually very, very rare. Because, again, some people ask me, well, if I get the flu shot, will that protect me against coronavirus? And I say to them, yes, indirectly it can. Because if you pick up influenza, your immune system is more compromised, mm-hmm. and that puts you mm-hmm. at a greater risk yeah. of picking up any other disease, not just coronavirus. So getting the flu shot can help protect you against other diseases, especially, you know, as we approach the winter, people are going to be indoors. They're going to be more congested. It's going to be harder to physical and social distance. But fortunately, we're going to have a vaccine just around the corner, along with everyone wearing their masks and keeping their hands washed and clean. Hopefully, we're going to be okay. I have a feeling that the mask use is going to reduce the transmission of influenza this year.
Hey, Jeanette, can I ask you a hard question?
Yes, sir.
Dr. Fauci
I'll try to answer.
Early on, Dr. Fauci said you don't need to wear a mask. How is it that information and the adamant nature of what we do now is so accurate when back 3-4 months ago, it was conflicting? The WHO even said, I think until recently, said you don't need to wear a mask. It's not effective.
Yeah, so medicine is a practice. We learn as we go, and we update the public and as we gather new information. Just like 40, 50 years ago, everybody was smoking indoors left and right. And then we learned that smoking mm-hmm. causes cancer. And so now we say no smoking. So medicine, we're learning something new each and every day. We update our guidelines as we learn, as we conduct the studies. That's actually normal practice. And, okay. you know, it can be a bit frustrating at times, but I think what's more important is the fact that having that knowledge to protect us moving forward is what's important.
It doesn't matter if I'm doing a bandana or an N95 or whatever that thing's called. I mean, it does matter what kind of apparatus I have, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the most protective, with the studies that we have, the most protective facial covering is the N95, then the surgical mask, as well as if you're using a homemade mask, you want to have, you know, at least 2 to 3 layers. The bandanas, those, what they call gaiters, those have been shown to be the least effective.
Yeah.
And one study I read actually showed that they can cause more harm than good. So you want to really try to use at least the surgical mask. That's what I use when I'm at work taking care of coronavirus patients here in New York. Outside of the office, I use the surgical mask. Inside the office, I wear an N95 and the surgical mask. I definitely wear the N95 when I'm taking care of patients.
Am I protecting me or am I protecting you or both?
Both. You're protecting yourself. You're protecting those around you. So you might say, well, I don't care if I get sick, or I'm not going to get sick. I have a strong immune system. Well, at least do it to protect others, because even if you pick up the virus and you have no symptoms and you have a strong immune system, that's great. But you never know. Your neighbor may be dealing with, you know, chemotherapy, undergoing cancer treatment, or maybe have COPD or cystic fibrosis or one kidney. So think of your neighbors. Think of those who are around you. It's about protecting not just yourself, but one another, caring for one another as well.
Jeanette, how are things in New York City since you brought that up? I know we had seen, you know, the ship come into the harbor and you need extra hospital space. And oh, my goodness, we were so concerned, you know, 6 months ago.
Yeah, several months ago, it was certainly a challenge. Being a physician on the front lines taking care of COVID patients, it's not anything I've ever experienced in my life. It was really tough. It was hard having patients, you know, pass away, especially when it was least expected. I remember having a patient come in. His oxygen level was so low. It was in the high 60s. And I put him on oxygen. I put him in given him an IV. And we bumped him up into the mid-80s. And he was looking so much better. And then come to find out a few days later, he deteriorated. He passed away. Mm. So it was such an unpredictable virus back then. But we had, you know, hundreds and hundreds of patients dying each day here in New York. But now we really have gotten control over it. We've gotten our positivity rate down to about 2%. We were once the worst in the nation, hardest hit with the most amount of deaths, but now we're doing really good, and hopefully we want to keep it like that. We don't want to regress with our CDC preventative measures, making sure you're wearing your mask, physical distancing, avoiding tight congested areas and crowded areas, trying to avoid tight congested places such as bars and restaurants. So we've been able to keep our numbers down and then engage in the phased reopening, phase 1, phase 2. And so it's working out well. We want to keep it keep it that way, and hopefully other states will be able to do the same thing, especially as we see outbreaks right now in, you know, Wisconsin and New Mexico and North Dakota.
Okay, and lastly, flu shots for everybody, you said 6 and older, is that what you said?
6 months.
6 months and older, okay.
6 months,
okay,
yeah.
6 months and older, everybody should get a flu shot. Okay, and you're confident in a vaccine?
I am, absolutely, especially knowing the FDA will not approve a vaccine if it is not shown to be safe and effective.
Yep.
So I'm confident in our flu shot and the upcoming coronavirus vaccine that hopefully will be available to us all.
Family and emergency medicine, Dr. Jeanette Neshwat, and you had time to be a Fox News medical contributor. Those aren't easy to get, those. Good work.
Overachiever, I mean, here.
Unbelievable, man. You just you must have organizational skills off the chart. Unreal.
Listen,
I appreciate meeting you, and thank you for your time. Hope we can chat again sometime.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. Stay safe and have a great weekend.
Dr. Thanks, Jeanette Neshwat. Fox News medical contributor.
Very good conversation.
Yeah, she's pretty passionate. Boy, New York City emergency doctor, might want to rethink your paradigm.
Wow.
I just fall back to the Bahamas and bare feet.
Yes.
And the palm trees and carving birdhouses.
Toes in the sand.
Carving birdhouses out of the coconuts.
Yes.
Like I saw that one guy doing. I just looked at that and for whatever reason had a huge impression on me because, you know, all he has to worry about is just finding more coconuts. That's all you got to do. Your whole problem is just go get another coconut.
It does sound appealing, Stevie J.
And then get suckers like me to buy them. Let's check your weather.
Game 3 of the World Series. You mean our sports.
I do mean our sports.
Game 3 of World Series. Tied at a game apiece. Dodgers and Tampa Bay Rays. Let's see how that turns out today. Or watching our Illini. I'm wearing my orange today. As lots of other fans. And then getting ready to watch this game that kicks off at 7 o'clock from Madison, Wisconsin. And the Badgers are ranked number 14. We also had NFL action last night. Philadelphia Eagles over the Giants 22-21. The Holiday Bowl has been canceled. As far as the Bears in action, that'll be Monday night against the Rams. That's essentially sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Okay, we're going to break. Then we'll do the weather as we stumble to the finish line here on this another week of therapy. I got a clip I want to play here, 8:47.
Game Day Spirits' huge fall sale is wrapping up, but there's still time for you to take advantage of some awesome deals on Illini gear. Over 100 styles have been marked down 40% off. Great brands such as Nike, Columbia, Champion, Tommy Bahama, and more all 40% off. You won't find these deals anywhere else. Get a head start on some holiday shopping this year by visiting GameDaySpirit.com and shopping their huge fall sale. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
I'm Flora Adams-Williams, physician assistant at OSF Healthcare. It's that time of year when we need to get our flu vaccines. Every flu season is different, and influenza infection can affect people differently. An annual seasonal flu vaccine is the best way to help protect against influenza. Some easy steps to protect yourself from getting the flu or COVID-19, as simple as social distancing, wearing your mask, covering your cough, washing your hands with soap and water, or using hand sanitizer. Flu vaccine prevents tens of thousands of hospitalizations each year. For example, during the year 2018 and 2019 flu season, the vaccination prevented an estimated 58,000 flu-related hospitalizations. The CDC recommends a vaccine for everyone 6 months and older. Flu shots are available at OSF Medical Group primary care offices and OSF Ergo locations. For more details, visit osfhealthcare.org.
All right, it is 8:48. The reason I, for whatever, because I was kind of thinking, okay, what day, nobody remembers the 1992 presidential debates. This was George Herbert Walker Bush, Bill Clinton, and a guy named Ross Perot.
Oh, yeah.
But does it, you know, George Herbert Walker Bush had Dan Quayle, remember?
Yes.
And Bill Clinton was running with Al Gore.
Right.
And Ross Perot was running with a guy named Admiral Stockdale. And what he said, the first debate, is kind of how I feel right this minute on radio.
Who am I? Why am I here?
Yeah, pretty much. that's how he opened it. And of course, everybody laughed.
Uh-huh.
They said, who am I? Why am I here? Now, Larry, look at the charts, Larry. Just look at the charts.
I Ross Perot was all that.
Classic guy, but that's from 28 years ago.
Crazy.
Unbelievable. And then I'm worried to reference the 70s and 80s sometimes because I think a lot of our audience is 30s and 40s, and you're little, and you might not remember.
We still learn from our past mistakes, right?
Well, we should, and we shouldn't cancel our mistakes.
Right.
We're in the cancel culture, it's become a bit fascist where they have to shut you up, which doesn't help us grow, does it?
Mm-mm.
Let's check your weather.
All right, we've got a high 68. We're achieving that now. We're down to 35 this evening. The winds will kick up. There's a chance of rain. A little bit of everything in this forecast. Enjoy the milder conditions now while they last. High only 51 tomorrow and Sunday. Down to around 38 in the evening with partly cloudy conditions. Chance of rain late Sunday and coming into Monday where there's a high 46, low 34. We're at 67 now on ESPN 93.
Have you got some young learners in the house and you have a flexible school schedule? Why not come out during off-peak times and enjoy your favorite picking experience at Curtis Orchard, a historic family-run farm in Southwest Champaign featuring apples and pumpkins? Get a sanitized wagon and enjoy all their fresh produce, plus their famous donuts, pies, and fresh apple cider. Open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Sundays 11 to 6. Free admission and parking. Visit CurtisOrchard.com. For details.
If you're looking for a car dealership that is 100% attentive to detail, look no further than Sarah Champagne. Sarah Champagne knows you have high expectations, but they enjoy the challenge of meeting and exceeding those standards each and every time. Sarah Honda, Sarah BMW, Sarah GMC, Sarah Buick, and Sarah Subaru in Savoy. Or online, Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com. Yeah. And they also have the electric Hummer, the EV coming.
Yes.
It's so cool.
And powerful.
Yeah, 1,000 horsepower, 0 to 60 in 3 seconds.
And come a long way since 76 when we had our city car, and it went up to 32 miles per hour.
Kind of a golf cart.
Exactly.
Souped up a little bit. All right, last night's debate.
And what about fracking?
All right, let me allow Vice President Biden to respond.
I never said I oppose fracking.
Be any place for fossil fuels, including coal and fracking, in a Biden administration?
No, we would work it out. We would make sure it's eliminated and no more subsidies for either one of those. I guarantee you, we're going to end fossil fuel. No more, no new fracking. I'd gradually move away from fracking.
Yeah, there you go. So he was, and even CNN said, that's not right.
Right.
Even CNN.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Tony Bobulinski that you've not heard about, the guy that was Hunter Biden's partner and said that Joe Biden indeed did talk to his son about business because he was involved. And you've got all of his phones, the Biden, Hunter Biden laptop, you've got all of these, and it just doesn't matter. And the way you judge things and take your barometer is to say, if this was Donald Trump and Donald Trump Jr., would the press cover it? And the answer is a resounding yes. It would be a game ender for Donald Trump.
That's right.
If all of that was true. And we need to at least find out if Tony Bobulinski is speaking the truth.
I have also heard that Vice President Biden said on Tuesday that Senator Ron Johnson, the chair of the Senate Homeland Security Committee, should be ashamed for suggesting that Biden family sought to profit from their name. Well, here are the facts I know, and everything I'm saying is corroborated by emails, WhatsApp chats, agreements, documents, and other evidence.
He's got the stuff.
I heard a camera clicking. Someone was there.
One camera. His name is Bob, and he's in 4-H.
Okay.
I mean, that's it.
Why are we taking a pass, media? Why?
I mean, again, it's one thing to be liberal and to vote for the guy. That's fine, because it's been like that for a while.
I know this is part of it, though. But the media can't cover all the stories, but
this is a big one. This is like, but I'm just saying now we've crossed the threshold of this is kind of what I think, and I'm going to slant the story to blocking the story.
Right.
Twitter and Facebook won't allow it out there. There's a great deal of America that know nothing about this. And I just say, this is a story. in a journalistic sense, journalism should find out if any of this is true. That's what they're supposed to do.
Yes. There are watchdogs.
But at this point, because of this last 7 days, it's been extraordinarily discouraging for me and our country, thinking that the media, it's over for objective journalism. And I don't know how we come back. And so that's a really tough part, to not be curious and to know that if you flipped it, they'd go nuts. So that tells you right there, Facebook, Twitter would not have not censored this if it had been Trump. Folks, it's going to be difficult for us to continue the way we've enjoyed if we don't have a press we can trust at all.
I'm going to look for some coconuts for you to whittle this weekend,
I
Stevie.
Need a little birdhouse respite.
You're wound up with all this.
It's very discouraging.
Enjoy the weekend, please.
We really have to figure out how to cover stuff on both sides.
Hopefully we'll get a win on Friday, tonight against Wisconsin.
Go Illini. Yeah. 7 o'clock. All right, Diane, thank you.
Enjoy the weekend.
That's Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J. We'll meet Monday morning, 7 a.m. Thank you for listening. Have a blessed weekend.
You're invited to a totally Christmas open house this Friday through Monday at Prairie Gardens. Come see what's new. Plus, shop exclusive open house four-day specials. Find your perfect Christmas tree with the area's largest selection. And every tree is guaranteed. And enter to win your favorite fully decorated Christmas tree free. Join us this Friday through Monday for a totally Christmas open house, social distance style. Only at Prairie Gardens. Extraordinary gardening, home decor, and totally Christmas.
Long's Garage is the longest running auto repair shop in Champaign-Urbana, and for good reason. Whether you're looking for new tires from any major brand or think there might be something wrong with your alignment, come to Long's Garage for honest service from ASC certified technicians. They can help you with tire balancing, tire inspection, tire mounting, tire rotation, and so much more. All your tire needs will be fulfilled by the technicians at Long's, which is a Napa Auto Care facility, meaning you're in the best hands. Visit them today at 503 East Main Street in Urbana for tire service you can trust. 367-3942.
What kind of bedside manner would you like your doctor to have? At Roof Doctors, they make sure you feel good about what they can do for you. They make sure they answer all of your questions and feel comfortable about whatever procedure your roof needs. Roof Doctors has helped customers for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy have helped make lives better in our community with their generosity and kindness. Roof Doctors is the company you can trust if you need anything done on your roof. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
Are you tired of overpaying for steaks? How about looking for great steak deals? Well, look no further than the Long Branch in downtown Gifford. Let Donnie and his staff take care of you. Friday and Saturday nights, you get three different steak deals. Get two 12-ounce New York strips for $45, or try two 8-ounce fillets for $50, or combine the offers and get one fillet and one strip for $48. Also includes two salads up to four sides. Any place else? Well, it just isn't the Long Branch. Wednesday through Saturday, 5 to 9. Fighting Illini football is right around the corner, and although things will look different this season, one thing remains the same. Game Day Spirit is the best place to gear up to support your Fighting Illini. From apparel to drinkware and everything in between, they have everything you need to cheer on the Fighting Illini this college football season. Visit them at the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign, or 6th and Green in Campustown, or shop online 24/7 at GameDaySpirit.com. That's GameDaySpirit.com.
Start a new family tradition this Halloween season. Hi, I'm Lindsay Quick with the Champaign County Chamber of Commerce, and we invite you to join us for our first ever Scarecrow Hunt. Look for all the creepy, quirky, and creatively decorated scarecrows outside businesses all throughout Champaign County. Pick a day to take the kids on the Scarecrow Hunt, and then post the photos of your favorites on social media with the hashtag Champaign County Scarecrows. We'll randomly choose one photo to win a $100 restaurant gift card. For a map of scarecrow locations, visit champaigncounty.org.
When you enroll in Army ROTC, you'll get leadership training that's valuable for any career, and you can get help paying for college.
Army ROTC enhances your college experience and helps you start strong.
Visit goarmy.com/ROTC for more information.
To find out more, visit your campus Army ROTC representative or call 217-265-6857.
Start strong with Army ROTC.
paid for by the United States Army.
Stuck in a state of falling behind, struggling to keep up with your kids' finances, insurance? Then let State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow in Champaign help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Kurt handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else, more money too, because adding State Farm policies could mean earning discounts worth up to 40%. That's money Kurt can help you put toward a college savings plan. Call State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow today and get to a better state with State Farm. Discounts may vary state to state. Visit KurtLenschow.com today.
Hi, this is Dan Moyson, president of Simplified Computers. COVID-19 has changed the way we work, study, and play. The virus is ripping across the country, but the little culprit will not win. Simplified Computers remains dedicated to helping you work safely. We offer in-store and curbside service 7 days a week. We are a one-stop computer sales, repair, and consulting company. Come see us today at 901 South Neal Street or online at simplifiedcomputers.com or at 352-5000. Simplified Computers, simply the best.
Start a new family tradition this Halloween season. Hi, I'm Lindsay Quick with the Champaign County Chamber of Commerce, and we invite you to join us for our first ever Scarecrow Hunt. Look for all the creepy, quirky, and creatively decorated scarecrows outside businesses all throughout Champaign County. Pick a day to take the kids on the scarecrow hunt and then post the photos of your favorites on social media with the hashtag Champaign County Scarecrows. We'll randomly choose one photo to win a $100 restaurant gift card. For a map of scarecrow locations,